opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tell you what I liked about this game last night, and we will get to Cam Schlittler. Al, by the way, so the Cinco de Five-O on the afternoon program yesterday was who will be the first one to mispronounce his name today.
Sure.
And no one mentioned Danielle, and she had a little bit of an issue overnight, as I'm sure we will too at some point today. But no one had Al on the list. And Al was the, after Danielle, he screwed it up this morning.
Yeah.
What'd you call him? I don't even remember what you called him.
I didn't have the L at the end. I called
Schlitter.
Him. Yeah.
Is that what you called him?
Yeah,
all right. Schlitter. So Al's the first one to.
Schlittler.
It's a tough name to say for sure. That having been said, this kid was, I'm not going to say lights out. I'm not going to get nuts.
Right.
But, I mean, this kid's pumping 98, 99. His curveball might not have been great at times, and I understand that. But for the most part, for a kid to go out there who. Now, you tell me if you think this is a good, not comparison, but good visual comparison. I felt like I was watching if you combined Garrett Cole and Jacob DeGrom and made one guy.
No.
What he looked like to
with
me.
The hair coming out especially. He looks like Garrett Cole of the last couple of years. He's kind of had that look. No doubt. He looked very much like that. And, you know, yesterday, it wasn't just the game. Yesterday was a unbelievable day for Yankee fans. The last 2 days have really been beyond just the games on the field. But yesterday in particular, you get the news after hearing that Jazz is going back to second base yesterday, which every fan, myself included, was clamoring for forever. Then you get the news DJ LeMahieu is being designated for assignment. And we all love DJ, and thank you, DJ, for everything. But it just had to be done. So you get that news, and then this young kid that we've been hearing about, and the rotation being in shambles, and the first fastball is 99 miles an hour. And I hadn't heard that. And I keep up with some of these kids. This was in spring training. He was throwing 96. Like, we had heard that he was, you know, making his way up, having a good year in the minor leagues. But I did not anticipate seeing Garrett Cole throwing 100 miles an hour yesterday. So within the first couple of pitches, we got everything we wanted off the field with the roster. We're hearing Cashman talk about the trade deadline. And then right into this young kid throwing 100 miles an hour. It was a glorious day for Yankee fans.
Not to mention the fact that he goes out there and has a nice first inning, and you know the Hickeys come up and their first four batters get on base. It's 2-0.
Yep.
So you know there obviously are going to be concerns when you get to the postseason. But to me, that's for a later conversation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have to hit better in the postseason. Aaron Judge got to be better in the postseason. All of that is true. But for now, what this team needed to do going into Sunday, and I will go back to it. I sat here with Willie on Monday. And I said, maybe, just maybe, the Cody Bellinger play in left field, the double play, might have been the type of play to really turn things in the other direction. And as of now, it seems like that. Three straight wins. I know the Mariners aren't a great team, but the Mariners are a good team.
Yep.
And they have handled them with ease. I like last night, every time the Mariners would put a run on the board, the Yankees came right back and answered. And it was, I don't know. It's one of those games that I think you just, and one of those days that I think you can allow yourself to feel good about this day.
No, I don't think there's any question. Off of that game, you're right to play. And then these last two games, defensively, because of the shift in the infield, which felt so obvious, they've played clean, crisp games here too. And they come right out, they score, they bounce back. And we could say what we want about the Mariners, and the Yankees have had the Mariners' numbers throughout the last couple of years. Their starting rotation has been one of the best in baseball. They just shut down the Pirates. Mm. I know it's the Pirates, but the Mets gave up 30 runs against the Pirates. The Mariners had a three-game set where they gave up 0 runs for all three games. You know, Gilbert is a good, young starting pitcher. They've scored 10 and 9 runs in these two games after what we saw for the two-week stretch where they couldn't buy a run. So right now, you're getting everything off the field. The team defensively looks so much cleaner, crisper. They're the ones taking the extra base when Julio Rodriguez is bobbling
misses
baseball.
The ball.
Like, they're the ones taking the extra base. They're the ones retaliating. They're the ones coming right back. They're the ones jumping out to the league, to the lead. So to me, this was as pitch perfect a couple of days as, and we needed it as Yankee fans. I can tell you right now.
No doubt.
The anxiety has been through the roof watching this team, you know, do exactly what it did for the fifth inning of the World Series in Game 5 for a six-week stretch. So it was very nice to see some clean baseball. This has been everything every Yankee fan could have possibly wanted for 2 days. For 2 days.
It's 2 days. Well, it's three. Even right. And I know Sunday, I know the weekend wasn't a crisp weekend, but yeah. Sunday they made plays they needed to make, and yeah, they had the bad play at first base too, so it wasn't a great game top to bottom, but they made big plays that they had to make. The last two have been good. Now they have to finish the week. I mean, like you say, it's 2 days. You got a chance to sweep Seattle, and you've got a good Cubs team that you have to finish with this this week. So while the job is far from done going into the All-Star break, they do have an opportunity now. Toronto actually lost a game to Chicago
amazingly
yesterday.
Enough.
They get a game back.
They're frauds. I'm not worried about Toronto.
You've said that
numerous times. They're frauds.
They have been.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying they won't be again. They do have a good lineup.
No, they do. They put the ball in play, but we've seen a good lineup from this was supposed to be the group that had every, you know, major league son was throughout the lineup. It was Biggio, it was Bichette, it was Vladimir Guerrero.
No, this is Al's team.
No, this is Al's a
Blue Jay
fan?
Because it's the players from the 80s
Yeah, right.
Kids.
So he recognizes
yes,
all the names.
Correct.
So that's good. That's true. Whenever you can watch a baseball game and know what you're watching, Al's appreciative of that.
Well, you
got to
start with watch a baseball game.
Yeah, that's a good point. But they've had a good lineup. They've had good teams. They go to the playoffs. They don't win a game. So I'm relatively unconcerned so far. They've gone on a good stretch, and it's come right as the Yankees have been playing terribly. So that's how you turn a six-game lead into a three-game deficit within two and a half weeks. But yeah, I mean, listen, you're right. They got to finish playing well. Tonight's a tough pitching matchup with Marcus Stroman on the mound against this young kid, Wu, who's really good for Seattle. But then you move into the Cubs series. I haven't checked who the Cubs are going to
play
yet.
I have not either.
But you're going to have Rodon, Fried, Warren, which right now is their best three.
That's your top three.
So you've got a good opportunity. Rodon, go out there and pitch a damn big game. Fried, continue to do what he does. And you can have a nice little run here heading into the All-Star break, feeling pretty good about yourself on the other side.
All right, a couple of observations from last night as well. And forget about playing second base or third base or wherever he's been in the infield. Jazz Chisholm. I mean, you want to talk about a guy who's got the flair. He's fun to watch.
Yep.
The two home runs last night, specifically the second one, I thought was an important one where he just hits that line drive down the line for the home run, a little off the line, but you know what I'm saying. Just a fun player to watch. And I know we have a blast with his name and all that. All right, fine. He's just, he's not the greatest player we've ever seen, but he's fun. He's fun to watch. And for a Yankee team that for the longest time has been buttoned up, that has been very professional, he adds a different element to this team. And now that he's healthy again, or at least we assume he's healthy again, they're going to be better for all of this and for him.
Oh, there's no doubt. And you mentioned the swag of the second one. How about this wiry guy hitting the ball 420 feet to dead center field?
Like on a 3-2 pitch.
On a 3-2 pitch. Yeah. On an outside fastball, it just takes it to dead center. So, yeah, the swag and the fun. And it was a big home run to get back, you know, to get the lead back with the two-run home run, or get the significant lead back with the two-run home run. But that first one shows you the ability he has. Mm-hmm. This isn't just about swag. I mean, we watched it his ability to play second base, the power he has, the clutch nature he's been having at this 70% swing since he's come back from the injury. He has been more important than Aaron Judge since he's come back from the injury. There's no important. There's right now Bellinger has made a case too.
Bellinger's been great.
And he can play everywhere. The Yankees for a long time were lacking baseball players. Like you could, right? There was the true outcome. The three true outcome guys, the Gallo, the guys like that who came in here, Josh Donaldson, and guys like that who had track records, even performed well at times. Not those two, but other guys who performed well. These guys, you can play them all over the field. They're able to do multiple things. Jazz has had a little bit of a groin injury, but he can run. He can steal the bases. Bellinger can do that too. And I can tell you, those two guys right now, have been as important as any player on the Yankees. Jazz is absolutely carrying this team. He's been great.
And I love what you said about Bellinger, like baseball player.
He's a baseball player.
You know, it's so much we talk about, well, he's not comfortable there. This guy's not comfortable. Just go catch the ball.
Yep.
And I know it's not as simple as that, but some guys like Cody Bellinger make it as simple as that. They see the ball, they catch the ball. And you're right, the play in center field. It wasn't Aaron Judge in the World Series. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But my first thought is, what is with these line drives? And he's a hell of a center fielder.
No, he's a great center fielder.
And that turned out to be a relatively big play. The other thing that beyond the Schlittler performance.
I hope we're on the same page, because I've got one moment as well in this game.
Are we talking about the parents or are you talking about the game?
No, we're talking about the game. But you can go with the parents.
Well, here is the one thing. That you're watching the mom. She's crying.
Yeah.
He comes off the field. She can't contain herself. She's hugging the dad. The camera's on them. I'm not sure, but from watching it on TV, it seemed to me like they put the parents on the screen or maybe the dad was just waving to his son. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But it looked like they were waving a little bit. And all I could think of is
opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Embrace this moment.
Yeah.
Enjoy this moment, because I got news for you. If he goes two or three starts and gives up seven runs, you're going to be the Volpes.
Yeah,
no. Right now, and I'm not saying anything negative about Anthony Volpe, but my God, they had those moments too early on. And right now, he's getting into fights at Citi Field with fans.
I know. And I can tell you right now, because I was at the Hard Rock having lunch before a game against Oakland on a Friday night, and the grandfather kind of like,
Volpe?
Real quiet. Yeah, someone said, that's Volpe's grandfather. He was very much like, let me just get through this area. Like, right now, Volpe is toxic to this
fan base. I know.
It sucks. And it's unfair, as bad as he's been. The level of toxicity of it is unfair. But, yeah, no doubt. We are quick to turn. And the idea that we will point to that moment, goes, oh, you know, it's probably his parents, those idiots out there, maybe celebrating. Maybe they should, you know, temper their enthusiasm. It's only one game. What are we crying about?
I don't think if Schlittler goes out next time he gets a start and gives up five runs in the third inning, I don't think they're going to boom off the field. But if you have a few of those, it will turn very quick. I always wondered, too, like, you know, you grow up with your kids and everything's, it's all right, you'll get them, don't worry about it. Just, you know, try hard. And then they get to high school and maybe it gets a little bit more competitive. Right. And then you start to hear a little, or even travel ball, you hear the whispers from the crowd. Like, man, you get to this level, all bets are off. All bets. It's a nice story for a night, and he was fabulous last night. And you can see the kids got it in him. But last night, at least, it was good.
No, it was. And he does have it. You're a little concerned with the lefty bats. Like, I don't want to get too technical, but he didn't have anything. He doesn't really have a sinker. He doesn't have that changeup blowing away. I could see lefties giving him a problem. The breaking stuff was okay, but he throws 100 miles an hour and was blowing people away.
But he's got swing and miss stuff.
He's got swing and miss stuff. Right. There's no doubt about it. And then the other moment to me as a Yankee fan that was glorious in the game was watching Jason Dominguez score from first on the double down the line from Aaron Judge.
From Judge.
His
over the
speed,
bag, yeah.
Now, I think for the leadoff hitter, speed can be a little overrated for the Yankees. I'm more concerned about on base because you're not going to steal bases in front of Judge.
Agreed.
We saw a double in front of Judge, and he gets intentionally walked for the, you know, broke the record for over Mickey Mantle for the most ever in a season for a Yankee. Like, so I'm not overly concerned, but I got to tell you, to be able to score like that, because we have seen Ben Rice lead off, we've seen Wells lead off, we've seen Goldschmidt lead off. Mm-hmm. To have someone on base that is a threat to score on a double from first base, and to watch this kid motor, and to watch him and his ascension here and the way he's played over the last 2 weeks, there's been a lot of real positive signs from the New York Yankees despite all of the losing.
And I'm glad you brought him up only because I actually had him down as a note to mention. You know, three hits in the leadoff spot, doing a lot of different things, doing it really well. Yeah. He kind of gets overlooked, but he's played well. He's played, in my opinion, I know he hasn't been great in the field. That'll come. No. I really do believe that'll get better. And I would just keep throwing him out there, too.
Yeah, you got to play him. I mean, listen, he's also on pace, though. Like, you got to understand, like, people go nuts when he doesn't play every day. And sure, he's going to benefit from it. But he's on pace right now to play more baseball than he's ever played in his life. He's on pace for 140 games. He's a young kid. He had a season wiped out in the minor leagues because of COVID. He's had multiple seasons cut in half and more than that because of elbow injuries and side issues and everything else. He's still on pace to play a ton of games. They've taken him a little bit slower. We scream, Volpe plays every day. What the hell? And then we scream, Dominguez doesn't play every day. What the hell?
Right.
Like, he's coming along. And the way they're doing it and taking their time with him a little bit might be paying off. But right now, essentially, the way he's playing in the moment, you have to run him out there every single day.
He's hot. He's hot. And he had a hell of a night last night. And then last thing before we take the break, we alluded to the LeMahieu being DFA'd. And, you know, I do wonder because initially when they made the move, we heard from Aaron Boone and, you know, he made the case that when asked how he took it, he said, not great. And then, you know, he was upset. I do wonder if a guy like that who, like I said yesterday, I mean, you got to have more self-awareness. You just haven't been good. You're aging. You're falling apart physically. Father time is right in front of you, if not inside you at this point. You know, you almost wonder if he would have taken it in a different way. Like, you know what? Whatever you need, want to be a part of it. You need me to pinch hit, all good. If you need a spot start because someone's banged up, I'm fine with that. I actually wonder if he'd still be here or if the reaction, and I'm not saying they shouldn't have DFA'd him because I think it's over clearly and they owe him a lot of money next year, but I do wonder if the reaction was more supportive of the team rather than disappointed or maybe even angry, I don't know, if he'd still be here.
Yeah, I doubt it. I think once they decided they weren't going to play him,
why go through the charade of telling him that then? Why not just make the move and DFA him initially?
Yeah, I think you're right. Probably just to be, you know, respectful of him, give him a day, think about it for a second. If you're willing to do that, I think that's the point. Is the role he's going to play, whether he's happy with it or not? You mentioned the physical ills. He told the team he physically cannot play third base. So now they've made the decision that Jazz needs to be the second baseman. What is the role? Like, that role doesn't benefit the Yankees. Like, to me, even if he's happy with it, a spot starter, a pinch hitter who can only play second base, like, it just doesn't benefit the team. And Cashman spoke to it. If you're going to pinch hit for Peraza or something, what do? You got to move. You got to put, if you're going to pinch hit him, you got to put him back at second and then Jazz at third base. I just think once you make the decision that you're going to not play him at second base, his role is non-existent. Vivas can run. Vivas can do some things. Vivas can play around the infield. There's just no role for DJ LeMahieu. And I don't think anything could have saved him. I think they gave him a day. They thought about whether they wanted to be willing to have a dead spot on the roster for him because of Judge and all the other veterans.
Well, you owe him a lot of money, too.
And you owe him a lot of money. You owe him $15 million next year. Yeah. So, but, I mean, he can't. And then they don't even tell us why. That's the weirder thing about this whole thing is third base for me means less lateral movement. Now, I know it's a quick reaction thing and a tougher arm throw, but like, they can't even tell you why he can't play third. Like, they pushed him on, they pushed Cashman on it, and he's like, I don't know, he told me he can't play third. I'm assuming it's about the hip.
Maybe it's the hip, maybe it's the arm strength.
Yeah,
maybe
I don't know what it was, but if he's so physically compromised, he can't play third base. And we saw what it was, there was just no role for him. And it was just a nice, refreshing moment for a lot of Yankee fans who feel that $15 million in recent years keeps him on the roster no matter what.
To that point, Yankee fans, I think you heard what you wanted to hear from Brian Cashman yesterday when talking to Hal Steinbrenner. He said, bring everything to me. Don't assume anything in terms of moves they may or may not make come trade deadline.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.